they want. Our first impulse is to listen to the delegation that brings back a recommendation to surrender. It's a big world. Why not find some other land? Maybe milk and honey are too rich a diet anyway. Perhaps water and stale bread will be enough. We can learn to settle for less. But God won't have us accept that recommendation. He expects a bit more. Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today and go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to heaven, a people great and tall, the descendants of the Anakim whom you know, and of whom you have heard it said, who can stand before the descendants of Anak? Therefore, understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you, so you will drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you. Deuteronomy 9:1-3. Of course, the Anakim aren't found in our telephone directories. The giants we face have different names. Fear, discouragement, loneliness, worry, guilt, temptation, anger, resentment, doubt, procrastination, failure, jealousy. Call them what you will. They're only giants after all, like Goliath. He was a shade over 9 feet tall, but it only added up to a bigger dent in the pavement once he fell. The bigger they come, the harder they fall. Which giant is giving you grief? Perhaps fear has your number. Maybe loneliness has locked you out. Whatever giant may be bullying you, the message of this book is that God is the greatest giant of all. He goes before you like a consuming fire. It's clear from the scriptures that we serve a God who sends. He is constantly sending his children into new and wonderful lands, lands of marriage enrichment, lands of career fulfillment, lands of rich spiritual abundance. You probably know exactly what kind of land he has led you to. And now you stand on its outskirts, yearning to place a tentative toe over the borderline, except for the shadows of those giants. But can't you feel it? The hand of God himself is on your shoulder. He whispers to you as to the Israelites, go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to heaven. I don't know about you, but those marching orders send my heart racing. They send a chill up my spine and leave me restless, eager to move. I want to see the wonders God has laid out for me. I want milk and honey, and not another scrap of stale bread. And you know what else? I want to see those giants get what's coming to them. He will destroy them and bring them down before you, so you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you. What a great day that will be. Isn't it about time we stand tall and face the giants in our lives? This book is our training manual. But don't forget, we'll need the heavier artillery for the battlefield, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith. Above all, we go with God himself, who always makes two promises before sending us out to grapple with giants. One, he will be with us. Two, he will empower us. That means you'll never walk alone, and you'll never walk in weakness. God has the strength to bring you victory over any oppressor. You could ask Joshua about that, or Moses for that matter, or Abraham, Daniel, Isaiah, David, or any of the apostles. Giant killers all. And in the end, they became giants themselves. Perhaps that will happen to you. Keep listening and prepare to do battle in the land of the giants. 1. Fighting your fear. You can win the battle and live victoriously. Aaron Swavely was at a softball tournament when the news came. A gorgeous April day, the simple joys of softball. And here was the blackest nightmare he could imagine. Aaron learned that his little family was spread among three different hospitals. His beloved wife, his 9-year-old son, and his 7-year-old daughter had been pulled from the wreckage of a head-on collision. Standing in the infield of the baseball diamond, he seemed incredible.